Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'll be telling you about propaganda. So during the World War I, propaganda was employed on a global scale. Unlike previous wars, this was the first total war in which whole nations and not just the professional armies were locked in the mortal combat. This modern wars wars required propaganda to prepare and organize hate against the enemy, to convince the population to fight, to strengthen the support of allies. Many posters tried to persuade men to join friends and family who had already volunteered by making them feel like they were missing out. The fear and the anger that people felt against the air raids was used to recruit men for the armed services. Posters urged women to help the war effort. Millions of postcards circulated during the First World War and influenced public opinion, and it was not surprising that something as ordinary as a postcard was used by governments on all sides to either defend their own actions or to distract the enemy and to rouse the masses to support their nation. Within just 3 days of the declaration of the World War I, on 1st August 1914, publishers had war-themed postcards on sale. Their powerful images had an impact on the masses. The postcard became a weapon of propaganda. During World War I, propaganda became, for the first time, the responsibility of government agencies, like the Ministry of Information in Great Britain. Postcards were cheap to produce, cheap to buy, and cheap to send. This made it possible to produce and distribute propaganda on a large scale. There was a good side of propaganda during the World War I. Letters and postcards, there were only significant means of communication connecting the military front and the home front. All through, both soldiers and their families much preferred letters. Many soldiers were unable to write home frequently. The postcard, being economic and compact, was very popular. It offered both the soldiers and their families some solace and reassurance of their love and well-being. The images in the postcard were meant to encourage soldiers to live up to the expectations of the nation and reassure the women waiting for them to return home successfully.